In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most loving and affectionate Father, you have given us your only begotten Son to be our food, our remedy, our health, and our very hope. Grant that we may be worthy to receive this great sacrament, and by so being worthy, we may truly merit eternal salvation. Grant this, O most loving and affectionate Father, through your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, we looked at what is the Eucharist, but we realize that we must receive him, but how? How are we to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ? Well, first of all, there's an easy way. We must receive the Lord as though it were the only time in our life, the last time in our life, that we were able to receive him. Because, you see, the Eucharist in itself, being the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, is almost, in one sense, a preparation for when I am going to encounter him. I want to receive Jesus in the exact same way I want him to receive me at the end of my life. Jesus says we must die to self. Why? Because by dying to self, we live for him. He says, love others as you love yourself. Well, what does that mean unless the self that I must love is the Christ that has to dwell within me? And why would he give me himself as food if it wasn't for the fact that I was to become the incarnation of him to the world? And if I am going to be the incarnation of him in the world, I must first, by recognizing who he is, and that I am receiving him, I have to be worthy to receive him. And I'll tell you this, it is easy to look at the Blessed Sacrament and think, oh, it's only bread, it's only wine. Well, I will say this, that in the Roman Catholic Church, there is no bread, there is no wine. That's why we have the Sacrament of Reconciliation, because to receive the body and the blood, soul and divinity of the living, breathing Jesus without being worthy of it is to receive him to your own condemnation. And that's right, comes right from sacred scripture. And so to receive him worthily means to prepare ourselves to receive the very God who holds us in existence. He literally holds us second by second in existence. If he would simply blink his eye to our existence, we would cease to exist. So we need to be worthy of this. If it were just bread and wine, okay, it's a symbol. We can just do it. So many Christians throughout the ages, and since the great revolt, they got rid of the Eucharist. No, it can't be the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. Well, if it's not the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, why would you need to be worthy? It's bread and wine. Everybody drinks and eats. And so we don't need the sacrament of reconciliation. And if we don't need the sacrament of reconciliation and the Eucharist is only bread and wine, then we don't need the priesthood. And if we don't need the priesthood, well, then obviously, if there is no physical presence of Christ, we don't need the Blessed Mother. And if we don't need the Blessed Mother, then obviously we don't need the Catholic Church. Because all these things are contained within the Catholic Church. So being worthy to receive the Eucharist is also understanding the mystery. It's also understanding the fullness of faith. It's not enough just to go to church on Sunday. It's never going to be enough to imitate Christ. I don't know about you, but I've had imitation crab meat, and it stinks. I don't like imitation crab meat. And as far as Christ goes, nobody likes imitation Jesus either, especially Christ. He came so that we can become him. He gave us the Eucharist so that while he becomes part of us physically as well as spiritually, we then have the obligation to bring him into a world that is in desperate need. We look around us and we see all the things going bad. We see a government that hates us as because we are Catholic. We see Christians that hate us because we are Catholic. We see a society that revolts against us because we are Catholic Christians. We see atheism that is attacking the church at every single turn and the very signs of our faith. Why? Because Christ is more necessary today in the world than at any other time in our history. It is up to us not only to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ Jesus worthily, but we must take him to the world. That's the reason he comes to us as food. So in other words, being worthy means being aware. Being aware means being aware not only of who we are receiving, but who's receiving whom. The fact that we are sinners. No one's going to pretend that we aren't sinners. Every single person needs to go to confession. Priests begin with priests. We priests need to go to confession. We need to confess our sins. Everyone is a sinner. Anybody tells you they don't sin, well, they can just lie to the priest. Because every single person who lives on this earth is a sinner. We need the sacrament of reconciliation. It isn't enough to just say, oh, I'm saved. Work out your salvation in fear and trembling, it says in Scripture. And so we must. But knowing this mystery and being ready for the mystery, that is the essence of entering into the sacrament. How many people I hear say, they go to church, they don't get anything out of it because they don't put anything into it. We don't just go to church to get something. We have to go to church to become someone. It's not a matter of just receiving the sacrament. Say, oh, Jesus is in my heart. Oh, I have nice, beautiful songs. We have to be willing to die for our faith. When one is confirmed, they're smacked across the cheek by the bishop. Nowadays, it's a little tap. But years ago, I remember it stung. When I was confirmed, that bishop gave me a good whack. And I must say I needed it. But I'll tell you this. We are living in a society that is going to demand that we defend our faith with our very lives. Pope John Paul II said there are going to be two kinds of martyrdom. There's going to be the red blood martyrdom of those who give their very lives to Christ. And then there's going to be the bloodless martyrdom, the one that most of us are going to have to suffer. But if we aren't ready by knowledge of the sacrament, if we aren't ready by knowledge of who this Jesus is, we will never know him and we cannot die for someone we don't know. If you love someone, you must know them. And in this sacrament, by knowing Jesus, we begin also to know ourselves. The knowledge of self is essential for anything we do. No one would ever do anything unless they thought that they had the ability to get something done. They don't just go and start something without knowing themselves. Well, as Roman Catholic Christians, we are called to be Jesus, to become him to the world, to witness him with courage and faith. That means we're going to be knowing ourselves. The more we fall in love with Jesus, the more we understand who we are as a person, as an individual, as one who has been redeemed, forgiven, saved. But that salvation is not a one-shot deal. Because we also know that the Eucharist allows us to enter into the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ as it's happening. And so we need that constant renewal, that constant conversion, that constant redemption that Christ gives because it is still happening. You and I are not resurrection people. We are people of the passion. We are people who live in a world where the passion reigns. And if we are going to conquer the world, we must conquer it only within and through Christ Jesus.